And engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you do at 11, whatever it is that you do though. I'm happy that you're doing that with me. It's Wednesday. And I have decided that I'm going to open the lines. I want you all to talk to me. Why? Because I spent 2 days in here talking to you. And, you know, I'd like to hear what it is you guys got going on over there. Of course, there's a whole lot of stuff that's happening. What I would like to kind of keep it specific to is what exactly do you anticipate will come out of the mouth of the most honorable this evening? What time is it supposed to be at? Is it 3 o'clock? Whenever it is. Whenever the prime minister gets up this afternoon to make an utterance, right? Because, you know, they do it like how you do the Batman series. Batman took down the Joker, and you'll find out what happened to the Joker on the next episode right here on Batman, right? And so the Minister of Health came in, and of course, him and his entire health team did their whole pronouncements and announced a couple of restrictions. And then the Prime Minister, I guess the Prime Minister is like the closing act. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's like a health crisis concert. And the Prime Minister is the keynote speaker. So you have a bunch of little speakers before. And then, of course, he's probably going to come in today. They're going to have a towel and his notes prepared for him. And give him one of those crystal glasses with water. And give him one of those little red clicky pointy things. And then he's going to come in and he's going to close it for us. I don't know what is the need for the level of theatrics behind it. But, I mean, for whatever it is worth, I'm willing to wager the Prime Minister is coming today to do nothing more than announce a holiday lockdown, right? I think that the Minister of Health has set a wonderful precedence, a wonderful bed with which to rest this upon. I think the Minister has done a marvelous job at blaming the Bahamian people for the outbreak in COVID, particularly over the last holiday, the Independence, notwithstanding the fact there was no Independence celebration, as is the case or as is the norm with Bahamians. There was no Independence rush out. There was no Independence meeting at Clifford Park. There was no Independence, any of the other things that we do. Yet, somehow, they maintain that the Independence outbreak has been as a consequence of Bahamians. We've found around the world, Turks and Caicos, in Jamaica, and even here, that there have been people with false PCR tests. I then argue that if people were brave enough to get themselves false PCR tests, then don't you think that some of them, when they realize the simplicity of what the actual card, which is a piece of paper that you let the people laminate, looked like for vaccination, you don't think that there were people in the world that were prepared to test the system and see if, in fact, you know, that was adequate to get through? And I suspect that not just tourists, you know, that returning Bahamians, because I see these people, I don't know where they're getting all this money from. We ain't waking 17 years. But every time I turn on any piece of social media, Bahamians in a club somewhere in America screaming, yay, and get them, right? And so, I don't know, maybe they're growing money on a tree somewhere. I'm not sure how they're doing it. But I suspect that, you know us, we are a society built on piracy. And if there is a way to what my Grammy would call Ku Klux the government, then you had better bet all the money in a Chinese bank. That is what a Bahamian is going to do. And he's also going to invite his tourist friends to do it. And so what I imagine has happened is there have been a lot of people that have come through the airport that have had false vaccination certificates, right? And they've uploaded them, and I just don't think that we've been able to catch them. This is what I suspect happened. Those people then came to the Bahamas. You know, they used those certificates to go into hotels and to move around freely and that sort of stuff. And now there is an outbreak, right? But I still don't know if I hear, and I listened to the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party this morning. I can tell you it's always cute to listen to him read the speech that his writer writes, right? It's such wonderful language. But I listened to him today, and the leader of the opposition still doesn't have spelled clearly for me what is the plan. Should he be the prime minister? If Hubert Minnis died tomorrow morning and somehow that spin the country in a tailspin and somehow we went to an election tomorrow and Mr. Davis emerged as the prime minister, and I'm not wishing death on the prime minister, so don't be silly and call me and say, my God, y'all got to stop being so polarized. Why would you wish death on the man? I never wished death on the man, okay? And so I don't hear from the leader of the opposition a clear or a succinct trend of thought, rather, on what would be his steps. Now, I hear aggressive testing. I don't disagree with that. But how? What are the mechanics? How do we trigger it? Who do we let monitor it? Of course, I also hear the leader of the opposition talking about allowing private companies to bring the vaccinations in, right? And I get that. I hear that. And I've also heard other people on other shows suggest that private entities could have by now sourced the drug. And my question then is, then why is it so difficult for the government to get it? I would imagine, if you recall, the reason why Dr. Duane Sands had to resign as Minister of Health was because he was able to get his hands on some PCR tests, right? At a time when they were so difficult that the government of the Bahamas could not find them. That concerns me. Because here, yet again, we are in the middle of a fight for our lives, and you're telling me that one of the richest governments in this hemisphere can't access healthcare accoutrements? That doesn't make sense to me. How is Dr. Joe Bloggs more equipped to get his hands on vaccines than the government of the Commonwealth of the that just doesn't sound right when you say it. And so I think they need to revisit or review what has been their procurement policy. Who exactly has the government been speaking to? Who have they been asking? Are they only making linear communications between governments? Or is it time that our government now, I don't know, start talking to the people that are actually creating the vaccine or talking to the... It just doesn't make sense to me for you to suggest that that it is more intelligent to put it in the private sector. Now, I get it. I get the way economics works, and that if you give it to people in their private practices, because they will make money off of it, they will go to no end to ensure that they get it. I get that. But this is the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas we're talking about here. And I can't understand the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas having such limitations. It just doesn't make sense to me. Okay, so maybe we need to revisit that. Maybe we need a Minister of Health that engenders some confidence on the world stage, and somehow maybe that may translate into something more. I'm not saying that is the case. I'm just saying that is very possible that it could be the case, all right? So I also listened to Mr. Davis today, and he didn't really quite communicate to me what is the plan. But there are people on the porch in the rain dying. I don't hear a plan for if he were to become the prime minister. I'll tell you what else is interesting. I talked about him last week because I chastised him a little bit. And I tell you, I don't know if it is Philip Davis or if it is the speechwriter, but sometimes they throw too many punches and then sometimes they don't throw enough punches, right? Like this morning, I don't think he threw enough punches. They asked Mr. Davis, You predicted that election would be called in a couple of days. Do you still believe that? He says, well, the Prime Minister has reminded me that only him one could call elections. He's reminded us all that only him one can call the elections. Then they ask, do you think it is safe for the Prime Minister to call an election in this time? And I don't want to misquote him, but he went on talking something about the government needing a new mandate and people, you know, need to be able to exercise their right to vote and the protocols have to be in place, etc., whatever. To which I thought, the answer for that was very simple. Listen to me. Regulation and enforcement of regulations are how you ensure that we avoid chaos. What we've seen from this prime minister is that it has not always been the magnitude of the incident. However, it has been the piss-poor performance of policymaking and the enforcement of good policies that have led us to where we are. I suspect then that if the prime minister would call an election, I would do everything in my power as leader of the opposition because I understand that it is a constitutional right of citizens of this country to be able to cast that vote. As the leader of the opposition, we will do everything in our power to work along with this prime minister to ensure that enforcement is something that we see leading towards the polls. Consequently, I believe that if we get the enforcement side of it correct, then we can allow people to exercise their constitutional rights. Because nothing ought ever impede a man and his right constitutionally. And that is where we stand as the Progressive Liberal Party. That was nowhere near the answer. They gave some other something. I don't know. But that's what it must always come back to. It must always come back to, listen, it ain't my job to, you know, I don't have no glass ball. I can't tell you what the prime minister will or will not do. What I can tell you, though, is if you put good policy in place and you enforce good policy removes and or reduces chaos. We are in a chaotic position because these people have failed to put in place good policy. And in the off chance that they have put good policy in place, their enforcement of those policies have been ridiculous. I believe that it is time the people of the Bahamas get the opportunity to decide whether or not it is that kind of policy making and enforcement that they wish to continue to live under. And if they are not, then my government and I will stand ready to provide them with what we believe is the better policy for this country to grow its economy and reduce its health crisis. And we will do so in a way that is far less chaotic, far more methodic, and we are going to ensure that we not only listen to the science, because there are people involved. And so we will hear the people, know where they are, and we will see how best we can apply the science to the needs of the people. Y'all can check me for speech writing if y'all need it. 323-623-2254-316-325-4259. You can text me, 422-4796. The lines are open. That's some of the things I want to talk about. I didn't bring a guest in studio today because, like I said, I had a guest on Monday and Tuesday. And I know y'all like to cuss me and say, all I want to do is come on the radio and talk. So, I mean, you ain't going to call me to tell me, you know, about your cat or any of that stuff. But give me a call, 323-623-2254-316-325-4259. Text right here says, the only thing I can say is there is no holiday for y'all. Oh, I don't know how I lost that thread of thought. So what I suspect the Prime Minister will come on TV tonight and say is as a consequence of the Minister of Health advising him that there have been an outbreak due to the holiday pass, that curfews will now be 6 p.m. to 5 a.m., starting Friday of this week, and it will carry for the period of 1 week. What else is curious, and I'm going to put this in your hearing, it is amazing that the work at the U.S. Embassy has stopped, right? See? Because they like to blame us. See, I don't talk nonsense. They like to blame us, right? The work over at the U.S. Embassy has stopped. If you recall in the early days of COVID, they said you needed 14 days to detect whether or not there's been an outbreak based on an event or a situation that could have been a super spreader event. Well, I can tell you what was 2 weeks ago, American independence. Dun, 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 dun. And so those people who working on that building there, them and their friends, they gone home for the holiday. Isn't it coincidental that was the 4th of July? We are now 2 weeks past the 4th of July, right? And all of a sudden there is an outbreak. So those people who were probably vaccinated and as a consequence came back asymptomatic and didn't need to be tested, came back into the Bahamas along with the other people who possibly got false COVID vaccination certificates, and they come back into the Bahamas. And we didn't need to test none of them. And then we let them run loose in Nassau. And now PMH and Doctors Hospital, I see this morning, poison at the seams. You see what has happened when you do silly things? The line is drawn clearly towards American independence and not ours. Because we was home, scared to go outside, because you all tell us COVID out there. All right, this year says, the only thing I can say is there is no holiday for y'all. I agree with you, text writer. This one says, the Minister of Health, press conference was only a smokescreen for the Prime Minister to test the temperature of the public and get their reaction, because he know if he had done so, it would have been difficult to backpedal after all the other nonsense he said before. Let's take the call. Good morning, Carly, you're on.
Good morning, Levon. How are you doing?
I feel great.
First time, caller.
Thank you.
You're going to Terry Delancey.
Hey, Terry Delancey.
How's it just?
I feel good, buddy. It's been a long time since I've heard from you.
I read your and what you're going straight. I listened to the show yesterday, and when you had Obi on,
mm-hmm.
I heard you mention that in Bamboo Town that no one knows or heard about Patricia DeVoe. And that woman doing a lot of work in Bamboo Town, you know.
Okay. And the point I make, Terry, was when I speak to people, like, I like to make it a practice talking to people that I don't think listen to talk shows or read the news, right?
Yes, sir.
And for me, right, one of the ways to kind of gauge what a candidate is doing on the ground, it's how I do it with Shannon Dawn Cartwright. It's how I did it with Pia Glover. Like, you could go into the farmer's market and people that you look at and say, this person don't read the news, can tell you, I've heard about Pia. You understand my point?
Yeah.
So when I speak to people on the ground in Bamboo Town, or the three people that I spoke to that I don't consider, not that I think that they're inept or incapable of knowing, like, I just don't think they're interested in everyday news. The only name that they can recall anyway politically in Bamboo Town is Renwood Wells. And that's interesting because I would imagine that name would be kind of fading around there.
I know they can even recall him because they don't even see him in Bamboo Town. That's what's been said to me.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But Patricia DeVoe, she has had a massive drive in Bamboo Town, where she moved over 20 or 30 derelict vehicles out of people's yards, and she's about to do a serious cleanup in terms of the overgrown properties. So she is visible. She is on the ground. You know, and I think you probably need to invite her on your show, man.
Well, listen, have her give my people a call and they will set it up. That's not an issue. But again, I live very, very, very near the Bamboo Town.
Yes, sir.
I can see that there are some posters from her going up now, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's obviously I'm watching this. I have to pass through Bamboo Town every day I leave my house.
Yes.
And so,
where do you pass? You pass the main thoroughfare.
Depends.
Corners,
yeah.
Where she's really working to the corners where the derelict vehicles and stuff are. Mm-hmm. Where the overgrown properties are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on the main thoroughfare.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
So you know, you wouldn't be able to see what she's doing unless you probably go on her Facebook page and so forth. But
well, I will definitely take a look, because remember, Bamboo Town is quite awkwardly cut. Remember,
in
Hubert Ingham's attempt to kill Brandon McCartney, Bamboo Town... Yeah, no, let's call it what it is, right?
Yes, yes.
Bamboo Town now runs all the way to where Gully Bar is, the Old Trail Liquor Store.
Yes.
You see? And so every day I'm through that area around there, around the backside of where the basketball court is over on the Cowpen roadside. All of those are areas that I frequent very, very often.
Yes. The community is very large.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have a huge constituency. So it'll take us some time to cover the entire constituency.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to assure the general public and the people of Bamboo Town that Patricia DeVoe is working in Bamboo Town, and y'all, everybody will see her, and she will continue to do a great work in Bamboo Town, and she will be an excellent member of Parliament for Bamboo Town. And Terry Delancey, supporter with every resources that I have behind me, is behind Patricia DeVoe.
Well, tell her, give my people a call, 302-2300, and they'll set it up. 302-2300, and let them set it up.
Appreciate that, man.
All right, Terry, good to hear from you. All right. Let's take another one, Ali. Good morning, Carly, you're on. Not there. Good morning, Carly, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Bell. What's up, brother?
I feel good, David. How you doing?
I am doing great. Boy, you like to go at my leader, but such is life.
You got to learn how to throw punches, do it.
Yeah,
listen,
man.
Politics is about posture.
Let me say something to you, my brother, and I want a lot of people to understand. is a thing called constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Sometimes we as Bahamians take constructive criticism, or you're trying to damage a person's character, or you're trying to bring them down. Hey, listen, my brother, that's your opinion, and I will not fight your opinion
mm-hmm.
or how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down inside, I know better, much, much better. But I want to say to you, Mr. Miller, in all fairness, right,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Davis is not the prime minister.
Sure.
Right? When this COVID situation first happened, you know, from last year, I think Mr. Minister, when he took over the competent authority thing,
mm-hmm.
he offered his help. He had Dr. Michael Dabble, Dr. Lynn McBride, Dr. Melissa Evans. They formed their own COVID health team,
mm-hmm.
and people were saying, "Oh, the PLP forming their own COVID team," but they offered their help. You know,
mm-hmm.
you had the lady from the DNA even offered their help, and you had private doctors offer their help. So at the end of the day, all I'm simply saying to you, this COVID situation is not a PLP thing. This is not a FNM thing. This is not a DNA thing. It's for everyone who has some sort of expertise or who has something to offer, because we are in a crisis. This COVID situation, Mr. Miller, I can't say certain things on the radio, but it's bigger than what a lot of Bahamian people really, really think.
Mm.
And a lot of people is not taking it serious.
Mm. I agree with that, DeWitt, except for, I don't want PLPs to begin to become complacent. Here is why I say that. It will be the PLP's problem. And the difficulty I have is, if you don't start thinking about how you will fix the problem, then how will you fix the problem? That is the question I always ask people. If you've never contemplated fixing the problem, then how will you fix the problem? And that's what I want the Davis administration to be thinking about. As a side note, this is a side note and has nothing to do with anything. Maybe these lizards have something to do with COVID. Have you seen the size of lizards around here? Children don't kill lizards no more. I passed two lizards this morning, Ali. These look like Komodo dragons. I don't know what these is, what kind of lizard these is, how they get in my neighborhood. This lizard almost a foot tall. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. So I think in the year of COVID, even the lizards have, you know. But DeWitt, back to your point, Mr. Davis is possibly going to be the next prime minister. When I vote against the FNM this time, it will be because, not because I thought Philip Davis was better, not because I liked his hair, you know, it would simply be because I believe that I have seen every capable, possibility that this administration could come up with. I have seen the way their mind works. I have seen that they have pinnacled. I have seen that they are no longer capable of giving me anything more. They have ripped the bag. Their best is on the ground. And if they have maxed out, then God bless their heart. I completely am dissatisfied with this. Give me some new fellas. And so when I vote against them, that'll be the purpose, or that will be the reason why I voted against them. It's like a child that takes the BGCSE. Why you make this boy take the BGCSE five times? What for? If he failed the maths three times, he's probably going to fail it again. It's because his brain has maxed out. He has given you every single thing he could possibly have given you. And it doesn't make any sense to continue to torture him through that. And that's how I feel about this administration. I feel like these fellas have completely plateaued. And now I want to see what it looks like when you give it to somebody else to use their brain on it. It's very simple. Carpenters know it. Sometimes plumbers run into the same problem and mechanics run into the same problem every day. I know master mechanics who work on a problem. If you fix transmissions, you know this. Who fix a transmission, it don't work. Take it down. Fix the transmission, it don't work. Take it down. You know what they then do? The transmission man takes it to a transmission man. And it's because sometimes, not because you don't know the answers, you know, but because in this situation, your brain has plateaued. And I think that's where the Minister administration is. And that is why Levin Miller will be voting against them. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yes, you've reached saturation. It's over.
Yes.
Yeah, I have three things, if I can recall them quickly, that I want to respond to, but I would have to probably hang up and listen because
sure.
I like your input, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a situation here where if I've been a person, let's say I was a drug dealer all my life. Mm-hmm. All the money I have, I made from drugs. Somehow I got caught. Now, the money I have to pay to represent me is drug money.
Mm-hmm.
Is it legal for me or for a lawyer to be receiving all this drug money to represent me, knowing that that's the dirty money I got?
Mm-hmm.
Or should that money be confiscated completely? But I'm wondering how you'd respond to that. The next one that I wanted to respond to is this. If I were elected to represent the Bahamian people and I get into parliament and whoever, the Queen's representative asked me to repeat after, I solemnly swear my, and I said, I swear my allegiance to the Bahamian people. I don't say not the Queen. Who elected me? What would happen to me right there and then if I were to say that as I'm being sworn in? You want to respond to any one of those?
Well, the first one, I would say that the court will probably prove that your assets were gained through unlawful means. They will freeze those assets. You won't be able to use a dollar of that for your lawyer. And if they are unable to prove that, then you will have the money. The second one is you will not be sworn in because you can't swear in unless you swear the oath. And if you don't swear the oath, then you're not sworn in. So you won't be the member of parliament.
Just like that, eh? If you decided to actually say you're going to represent the people who actually voted for you,
mm-hmm.
you won't be able to represent them because you have to say you're going to represent the Queen and all the dead people who related to her.
Well, I mean, you have to say the oath. Whatever the oath could have been, I swear allegiance to the hibiscus tree if that's what the oath was. But it's not. You see my point?
But so the oath
was to the Bahamian people, that the point I'm making is I get your point, but it doesn't matter what the oath was. That is the oath, right? And so as long as you don't swear the oath, then you've not sworn.
You won't be sworn. In essence, we have been socially engineered.
Possibly.
Because you can clearly see sometimes you would pick up the phone and someone is talking to someone who's of a Caucasian persuasion and their language has changed. You go to America, you sound like them. This is social engineering. Now we're being engineered again because here it is now. I can't say I swear to represent the people who put me there. What is this, man?
Oh, you could. You just won't have an absolute swearing in, actually. You can say anything you want. The oath is not the oath until you make the oath. Let's take another one, Ali. Good morning, Collier. You're on. Collier,
hi, Ivan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So, this upcoming, I think right now, Ivan, I wouldn't say, I heard you made a statement in reference to what you, in essence, would be voting against
mm-hmm.
instead of for, but you still have to have an idea, you still have to have sufficient information or to know what it is or who it is you're voting for.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Some
sure.
vote just to throw people out. And you, like I said, I heard you messed up for certain things that you're disappointed with. But I think I think there is time to rebound, you know. I think there's time for the leader to rebound and play catch up, you know. I think right now the most important thing that has to be dealt with or to get a handle on
mm-hmm.
is this situation, this crisis, this whole emergency that we're in, where persons are falling ill and some are actually dying.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now, remember Dorian?
Yeah.
How could we forget?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the former prime ministers offered their assistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were turned to me, right? Right now, I think what the prime minister should do is pull in the opposition leaders,
mm-hmm.
the medical persons who served, who are in opposition membership,
mm-hmm.
right? And other factions of the opposing parties or whatever, right? And get your heads together and come up with a solution. Some areas, and, you know, they can advise on aspects as far as with the vaccines. You understand? But, you know, come bring more people, be more inclusive to the public. You understand?
Yeah, I hear you.
We're in a desperate situation, Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I think the leadership should do is prove to the Bahamian people that you are willing to bend, that you're willing, because at the end of the day, we can say Mr. Davis or whomever, Mr. Kobalafe, they offered or whatever, they're rebuffing it, he's rebuffing them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to show, you know, show that you're willing to compromise in reference to bringing more people in to get a, to help us with the situation. We have persons right now who need food. They need other assistance. You know, let these people work, man, because they're getting paid to be leaders of the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting paid to sit in Parliament, although they're in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
They represent persons, too. So what I'm saying is they need to, you know, put, let them make it work. You all work together to assist with the hospital situation. You know, new ideas. Don't put it far too long when we are in leadership, when we win these elections or whatever. And they need to put that campaign right now on hold. Everybody.
Mm.
Focus on this pandemic and the people in this country. Focus on how you can have the economy to continue to run,
mm-hmm.
where you're trying, but you're still trying to get a hold on managing the COVID situation. And that's all, like I say. But, and like I said, there's still hope in reference to the leadership. But, you know, you have to be able to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And do new things and take on new ideas and just forget right now about these campaigns and putting up all these ads from the opposition and everybody. Work, show us that you all can work together. My God, if Liz Cheney could work along with the president and the persons with Pelosi, we could do it over here.
Mm.
Okay,
all right. Appreciate
thank you,
man. Yeah. And so to that, here's what I want to say. To that, I want to say, I don't think that they have that ability. And here's why. This is the basic mathematics on it for me. We are exactly where we were 1 year ago. Last year, July, we were at the point where there was a health crisis and there was pandemonium and chaos going on. All right? The Minister of Health, in his very Renwood Wells fashion, has said, we've increased bed capacity. Well, let's take a look at that statement. We have increased bed capacity. You would know if you ever tried to get into PMH that you can't get a bed in PMH except you come in there in a back of an ambulance with bullet wounds. All right? They aren't seeing normal cases. They are turning people away, and I know that to be a fact. All right? I had a friend of mine that went trying to get medical attention. His foot swelled so big, I thought they was going to fall off. And he said, man, I went to the hospital tell me go to the clinic. All right? For something that he's been hospitalized for before. They are now saying that they refuse to treat him. And so it is easy to say that you increase bed capacity if you've been turning people away, but have you really done anything to increase ventilation capacity, bed capacity, hospitalization strategy? What exactly has been the pivot of this administration? I haven't seen it. This COVID pandemic, I have been one of the people that I think is most reasonably trying to work with the government through it all, despite my criticism of them. I hear things, I try to measure it in my mind and see how that thing will work out and how will it be either for the benefit or the detriment of Bahamian people, right? And I've sat through every single one of his very long spiels and listened as he harangued, and that's H-A-R-A-N-G-U-E, I think it is, about all sorts of nonsense, right? Because I wanted to be engaged. But the prime minister and his cabinet seem to be exhausted. And I'm talking about in maneuver and in mental ability at this point. And I believe, I am of the opinion, that sometimes you simply need, you need new eyes to look at it. All right? 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can give me a call. Let's get a couple of these text messages out of the way. This says, good morning, Mr. Miller. Do you suggest that it's not the people's fault that the infections increase? Did the government go around and spray infections into the community? Please explain the best solution to the past and present situations. I think the government deciding that you didn't need to test it, re-enter this country or to enter this country was crazy, especially since people like me that ain't never leave the country need to test if I want to go see my darling niece that I love so much in Grand Bahama. We know that people had false COVID tests. Did we suspect they wouldn't have false vaccination certificates? Come on. This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. It does not matter what Mr. Davis do or say, it will never be enough for you. And it is people that think that kind of stuff that aren't of any benefit to Mr. Davis, and he should assure that they never, ever, 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 ever go around him, because if you can't take criticism, you're probably not ready for leadership. Come on, Levin, you cannot tell no one how to answer questions. I do not like your response to that question. Speak for yourself. Thank you. You're very correct. What I am saying is there's no need to take on responsibility for the prime minister if you are the leader of the opposition. You can't tell the news reporter what the prime minister think or if the prime minister can or could. You don't know. So why are you pretending to answer for the prime minister? You find that to be more intelligent? Because I don't. Boy, Mr. Miller, you think Bay Street used to flood before. Watch for the next king tide. Oh, I haven't gone out there yet, but I heard they're doing some things out there that I'm anxious to go and see. Can someone please fact check the Minister of Health that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not 92% effective against the Delta variant? Very misleading. It is 92% effective against being hospitalized if you are infected by the Delta variant. I have to check it. I don't know. Move a car, trim a tree, trim a bush, then disappear for 5 years, and Bahamians just get dead excited. Suck my teeth. Next Wednesday makes a month since July 4th, so that theory wouldn't hold water. Yes, and we've been in the outbreak since last week, which would make it 14 days. We are literally about 14 days past the independence celebration, and if you consider when the outbreak started, I think it would have been exactly around the 14-day mark. You're talking about, what is this? The only thing I can say is there is no holiday for y'all. I read that already. You're talking about them big brown curly tail lizards, right? I see my cat don't even attack them. No, I'm telling you, there are Komodo dragons running around here now. This lizard was so big when I come outside this morning, I wasn't sure what it was. And there were two of them. I don't know where these lizards, I never see lizards like this in my entire childhood. Like, I used to catch lizards all the time. And I want to say it was a horrid thing to do. But we were terrible little children. It was plenty of us. We ain't had no toys. We used to play with the lizards, right? So we would do all sorts of crazy stuff, put them in gravy. But I know the people at the BNT must hate me for this. Sometimes we would tie them to fire rockets, right? Because we didn't have nothing to do. My grandma had 18 children. It was like 67 grandchildren or something like that. We ain't had no toys, okay? I was poor. I, like Hubert Minnis, didn't know I was poor until I was an adult. I was practicing poverty. I wasn't sure I was poor. So when everybody else had little tykes to play with and things like that, I had the lizard. We had the lizard to play with in the yard, and I'm telling you, these new lizard, I don't know what's going on with them. You can't even tie him to no firecracker because he's bigger than the firecracker. Ah, boy. Anyway, let's take a call, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm great.
Good. I'm going to take you off your stilts there.
Sure.
With the shot,
mm-hmm.
I am wondering if the government is being or would be proactive to discuss with the insurance companies. Let's say later on this thing has a side effect that you can go to your insurance company and once you can prove that you are vaccinated, you can get some assistance from your insurance company. See, like the Johnson & Johnson,
mm-hmm.
what they just went through the other day, and it took years to find out that it was cancer. I mean, it caused cancer in the cervix.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think if they would probably discuss these things with insurance companies and let this be added with no extra cost, of course, to your life insurance or your medical insurance, because a lot of people think they're going to turn into dragons or Komodo dragons, like you said, or whatever, that they will be able to get some assistance from their insurance company. Because I haven't heard anybody discussing anything about this being something that may come back in the future and cause you some problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we don't know. But, you know, in every medical thing, it takes money.
I don't disagree with you. I don't hear any of the insurance people trying to take that on. I mean, if you're asking my opinion on it, I am not taking the vaccine. I'm sorry. I hear y'all running take the vaccine ads. I ain't taking none. And the reason I ain't taking it is because I don't intend to take a vaccine until it is approved. If you approve it in the morning, I will get on the line in the morning. Because I believe that whatever coverage you are looking for or talking about, caller, will be, you know, at that time. I hear my music. That means I'm going to a break. I see the phone lines are lighting up. So don't move. I got more show for you on the next side of the break.
War is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Hello, I'm Jermaine Kemp, a patient care assistant at Sutherland Rehabilitation Center. I am one of many standing proudly on the front line of healthcare during the global COVID-19 pandemic, and I am vaccinated. I made a decision to get the AstraZeneca vaccine after attending information session to learn more about it. I felt it was important to ensure that I did not spread the COVID-19 to my family, friends, and most importantly, my patients. My patients depend on me for their care, and I consider it a privilege to serve. I invite you to join me in keeping our clients, colleagues, and community safe by choosing to be vaccinated. We can do this, Bahamas. Together, we can beat COVID-19 one vaccination at a time.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying with me. Levin Miller here. I'm Unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Let me get a couple of text messages out of the way. But before I get to that, may the family of retired Chief Petty Officer Max Johnson please accept my condolences publicly. I think Max Johnson was the epitome of what it meant to transition from life in the military back into civilianhood. I saw a man that had after 35 years of serving his country, matriculated his way into his Catholic faith and became a deacon in the Catholic Church and perform in a way that I thought was so admirable. I got to see him in full splendor at the Our Lady's Cathedral during the funeral service of my squad mate, Bravado Thompson, when he funeralized him. And I said to myself, the man has taken on the full function of ministry. And I thought that he had done a tremendous job at his transition. Many of us, after 35 years of being behind the gate, many of us after spending years at sea, when you accumulate the time, you find that our social ability isn't what it ought to be. Our friends are only the men that we've marched beside. And so sometimes moving ourselves back into civilian life isn't always easy. But I think Max Johnson actually epitomized what it is or what it ought to look like when you make that transition. And so to his family, I say, may the peace of the God that he has preached the gospel about be and rest with you. May you find peace in this time. And, there is not a sorrow on earth that heaven cannot cure. And also, I need to say a birthday shout out to Lil Tom the Boyd Grant. I hear he's 35 today. His friend Jock, Jock liked to tell me, he liked to threaten me about taking on Guardian satellite and things like that. And I don't want them kind of things to happen. But Jock, I'm sending a shout out for him to Tom, who is 35 today. And I'm understanding that when he was born, the doctors told him he wouldn't live for 35 days. But here he is, 35 years later. Whose report will you believe? See, if I was in a good Church of God right now, I would cut the text right there. Whose report do you believe? Text writer here says, I've been saying for quite a while now, I've never seen them when I was growing up. I'm 50 years old. Someone must have had them as pets, and they got loose or were set free. Maybe they came in shipping containers. I've never killed any. They're too big. I do, however, kill regular ones whenever I see them in my space. I loathe the little nasty-looking beasts. And you know what gets me when they start running, Ali? They stick their tail up high in the air, and like they could run fast like cats. These ain't regular lizards. I want the National Trust people to come South Beach and come look at these lizards ain't regular. All right, this here says, hi, I was shocked when the lead doctor on COVID said he develops vaccines. Can you believe that? A fisherman never says his fish is rotten. Text writer here says, you can give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Text writer here says, Miller, you should not be telling us your political position on public radio, bro. Sounds like you are campaigning for a party. No, because I ain't voting for the FNM means that I am voting for the PLP. What are you talking about? There's like 18 people in every single constituency. There's 95 people if you count constituencies like Elizabeth. Everybody won't run for these. I don't understand what is with all this running, right? You got the COI, the LOI, the all kind of I around here. Independent this one, BDM that one, KPM the next thing, GCM, all kind of thing around here. So because I said that I am not voting for the FNM, doesn't mean that I am voting for the PLB. I don't take the point. This one here says, please talk about the upcoming Ken Dorsett case. It will leave a bad taste with voters. Say what about it? It's before the court. It's not gone to trial yet. There's nothing to say about it. Great show as usual. Did you purchase some Pepto-Bismol for 8 o'clock tonight? Because you will give everyone the bellies. I hope if Mr. Davis is elected to BPM, he don't do what Ryan Bender did and quit after 3 days on the job. I don't know. Again, the word is harangue, right? H-A-R-A-N-G-U-E. I anticipate that this will be one of those times that he comes on TV again and absolutely castigates us. And y'all too stupid. You're like, go outside by your cousin them, your stupid self. Go inside. 6 o'clock. Lock down everything. Stand on a long line to go in the food store. You want bread? I'll kill you. Shut up. You shouldn't have been on Independence Day. And then we'll all put our tails between our legs. He'll put a police officer on my corner with an assault rifle. And we'll stay inside 6 p.m. All us could be inside 6 p.m. All right? And that's just what it could be. So if you got sense, right, go get your bears now. Yeah? You can eat them. Take my word for it. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, how you doing, 52?
Yeah, you know, it seems to me as if speaking the truth on the global plantation is becoming a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in Australia, the prime minister over there, I can't remember the name, but Jacinda Ardern, mm-hmm. and there's a statement coming from the government there where they say, we'll continue to be your only single source of truth, right? That is a statement coming from them. And so it's a sad day when no one can say no and everybody say yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that when you go and read things authenticated by other people, it's all conspiracy and it's all untruth. But the thing is, you cannot... This is the law, so I don't know where the legal experts are. You know, you cannot mandate a vaccine when it's in the investigative stage and it's not approved, right? And they know that. And so maybe they should go and visit the CDC website, the WHO website, mm-hmm. and the FDA website, where they have guidelines for emergency use drugs. So they should go and look at the Food and Drug Act, all right? And so, you know, I'm a Leo, so they can't dismay me. They could de-emphasize all they want, but apparently... the status quo is controlling the narratives, and it's becoming frightening, you know, because they're really preying on the ignorance. And so ignorance is our greatest enemy. Bless up.
Appreciate you, 52. This text right here says, Mr. Miller, you think that woman's serious. The FNM catching up, she has a lot of confidence in them. This next one says, Mr. Miller, DeWitt gave you Aaron and Vaughn that PLP juice to drink. I know you did not like the FNM. Your true side coming out, I believe, brave those buy you out, but you play slick, FNM run it. Okay, good morning, Mr. Miller. We are afraid of change. We cannot keep putting the same two governments back in and expect different results. Get rid of both. This FNM government is lost, either the DNA or coalition. We need fresh blood, or tell the two of them, join together and form a proper government. It's quite possible. The other parties haven't given me anything, you know, I have an independent running in my community, and at the very least, he's from my community, and that's the basis upon which I ran the last time, so who knows, I might just vote for him. Miller, when last you seen an iguana lizard? The bluish, I haven't seen one of them in years. The kind of big ones, I haven't seen one of them in years. Or do you not know about them? I know about them very, very well. As a matter of fact, you would predominantly see them when you go into Bayntown, right? Because I keep telling you all I'm a Bayntown boy. But when we moved into South Beach, my granddaddy lived through VZ Street, and we used to go... but my auntie them through Rupert Dean Lane, right? And they would be, because you know they have those sea grape trees and the gnap trees. And when the gnap trees and sea grape trees leaves would fall to the ground and turn brown and kind of moist, the little blue long tail lizards, they really like those. So if you wanted to catch those once, you had to go among the sea grape leaves. You suggest Click Gold or Guinness for the upcoming lockdown? During the lockdowns, I drink something that I call the Bill Wilson. I recommend that, actually. It's very good for sleeping. I promise you that. Can Brave be on the side of Dr. Minnis at the press conference today so someone can slap... what? So someone can slap the other? Also, if he says something silly, maybe? Hi, the purchase price for a lizard is generally reasonable, ranging from $15 to $150. Are you saying that I should get into the sales of lizard? This one here says, The ship to vaccine citizens show the PM is lost and perplexed. Let's see if I can squeeze in a 30-second call. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds. What's up?
Good morning, Sir Levan.
Hey, Sir Levan of Eggleston.
Yeah, this is Lord Anthony of Barnea. Sir Levan, yes. I would like to... I mean, I don't know what the Prime Minister is going to say, but I'm telling you, I would like for him to call a solemn assembly, call all the pastors, all the praying people, and let's have a national day of prayer and art, and call on the God, whoever your God is. But I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And let's cover this place. Let's, like Jehoshaphat said, Lord, we haven't been this way before. This is new to us, but our eyes are on you. So, Prime Minister, this is a spiritual, it's time now for some spiritual weapon. You've tried everything. Let's try something spiritual.
Appreciate you, caller.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. So I see somebody here is asking me, what is a Bill Wilson? I need that to sleep. A Bill Wilson is a very, very cold collect with a gin floater. So what you do, you get two shots of gin, you put it in the collect, and then you take another bottle of collect, and you kind of just keep topping it off with your collect until you get all the way to the bottom. By the time you finish that, you should be good and sleep. And if people tell you don't drink gin, I just want to tell you, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth drinks Gordon's gin, all right? And so I just want to make sure that you all know, the PLP, y'all got to go there and start doing some work. What y'all could do is ask Pia what she doing to get the twine of head boy in the what did you call that thing? In the market to know who she is. Because whatever kind of marketing and public relations that is, that working dead good. And y'all should put the whole PLP on it. Okay, Brave? That's my one free piece of consultation for the PLP. Anyway, that's my music. That means that's my time. I'm Levan Miller. I was unleashed on your radio. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got news. It's now.
The spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson.